My name is Daniel Scher. I'm the Associate Director of the Innovations for Successful Societies project, and I'm here in Kigali on the 27th of May 2010 with Mr. Fabian Majura. Sir, thank you very much for taking time out of your day to meet with me. I really appreciate it. Mm-hmm. Before we start talking a little bit about your work here in the Prime Minister's office, I was wondering if you could just briefly introduce yourself and tell us a little bit about the positions you've held in government.
Thank you very much. As you said, I'm Fabian Majura. I'm the Director General of the Coordination Unity at the Office of the Prime Minister. The Prime Minister's office having the overall responsibility of ensuring the coordination of the government programs and policies. Previously, it's my first position in the government. Actually, I was working with the International NGO before coming here at the Office of the Prime Minister. I think that's it, unless you have another question you want to know on my career.
A little bit about your career would be excellent. We're always interested to find out the types of positions that people have held before.
Normally, I have a lawyer background. I did law school, law at the law school in Rwanda, and then I did my master's degree in international law. Specifically in human rights and the law of war at Notre Dame Law School, law school in Indiana. My first job, I was a lawyer at the International Committee of the Red Cross, working specifically in the promotion of the law of war. I was working with the army, police, and political authorities. It was just the promotion, making sure that Rwanda ratifies some interesting treaties concerning the humanitarian law, what Americans call the law of war. I worked there for 4 years. And in the meantime, I was a visiting lecturer at the Kigali Independent University. I was teaching property law, but also the law of war and some elements of human rights for 2 years. When I was doing my master's degree in at Notre Dame Law School, I was also I had a part-time job. I was a researcher in the law of war. I think that's the major assignments I had in the past, apart from the small jobs I had.
Excellent. Well, as I mentioned before we started recording, I'm particularly interested in Imihigo in Rwanda and the role of the Prime Minister's office. And I was wondering if you could just tell me a little bit about the Imihigo system and how your job here and the Prime Minister's office in general relates to Imihigo.
Yeah, thank you. Imihigo first. Yeah, the concept of Imihigo. Imihigo is a kind of traditional way of emulating young people, especially those who are in the army. Mm-hmm. It's like a way of pledging, doing things, and effectively do it. Mm-hmm. I think like 4 years, in the last 4 years, when there was a meeting of mayors, one of the leaders introduced this kind of concept in order to speed up the delivery of programs. And the government embraced it because it was a nice idea. It has actually the component of implementation of different programs, especially political programs, but also the element of competition among local authorities. And this is very important. When it came out that it's a good idea, people sat down and elaborated more and gave it shape. And when it started, the Imihigo were signed between the mayor, who is the head of a district, which is a local entity, and the president of the republic. The president of the republic presenting the population, because our president is elected by on universal ballot. He's representing the population. And at the beginning, the Miguel, we are really focusing on small but important issues that needs just attitude change. For example, hand washing, putting on shoes, things like that. The Mihiguan, they really succeed on that. I can say that now in Iran, like 99% of where they put shoes. And that's, it was really a new phenomenon in Rwanda. Even people with money, they could walk just with food without bothering that. And it started with those small attitude things, but that have a big impact in changing the minds of our population. I told you hand washing, wood saving ovens, things like that. And it worked. And people were very happy. Now, when the first year, people were really very excited.
This is 2006?
And 6.
Okay.
And then, now they start escalating it on now strategic issues. Like fighting soil erosion, the mobilizing the population for the health insurance. Reforestation, other programs which are really strategic. But still, mayors were setting themselves targets according to their means, but now, and that's what I was discussing with someone who called me, there's a meeting even today with mayors.
Right.
Where they are given terms of reference, or they want to prepare the Mihigo that are going to start with July this year, because I don't know if you know it, our fiscal year starts in July and ends in June of the following year.
Mm-hmm.
It means now it's the period to start preparing in Mihigo. The phase on which we are is not mayors setting their targets, but pledging on national and international targets. Because in Rwanda we have the longer term document, which is Vision 2020. Of course, there are MDGs and EDPRAs. Those, they set us targets to follow, and then there are annual action plans and other plans that guide our short term activities. It means now mayors, they are going to make their pledges on national and international targets. For example, they are setting their targets concerning, let's say, safe drinking water. But now we have MDG that talks about safe drinking waters. That's where they are going to compare what they are doing to those international targets. And I think this is a very big achievement. And a quality control team is put in place to make sure that before the Migo are signed between the president and the mayors, that element is there. But also we have to be area-specific, because all districts are not the same in Rwanda. We have to take into consideration the specificity of each area.
Sorry, this is the quality assurance technical team?
Yeah, it's shared by... they are represented from Minalok, the Minister of our government, but also the Minister of Planning and Economic, of Finance and Economic Planning. Because there is a big element of planning. That's why the Minister of Economic Planning has also a big involvement to make sure that the targets are aligned to EDPRIs and MDGs and even 2020. But also the Prime Minister's office also, tell you later, we have also a stake in that.
Okay. So there's the Prime Minister's office representative?
We are constantly informed, and if need be, we participate.
I see.
Now, the Mihigo started between the mayor and the president, as I told you. But since 2008, the Mihigo are done from the family, the household, Absolutely. I mean, there is the household or the individual, a person who is every adult citizen. Then is the mihigo, who is the head of the village. The village is the smallest administrative entity you have in Rwanda. Rwanda is divided into four provinces and Kigali city. Provinces and Kigali are divided into districts. This is divided into sectors, sector into cells, and cells into villages. A village is around 50 households, depending on the concentration. Then the household sends the mihigo is the head of the village, and their pledges, you know, they are really individuals, as you understand. You know, if it's consolidation of land, the person can plead that this year I'm going to achieve this and this and that. Okay? Then the head of the village with his committee, they sit, look at the mihigo of the household, but they also take into consider that collectivity and sign the mihigo with the cell. The cell leaders will also sign the mihigo with the sector level. But at those levels, those people, they don't have budgets. It means they have to send the mihigo within their means. The sector send the mihigo with the district, and district, of course, is the president of the republic. And concern the evaluation, you mean the district will evaluate the sector will evaluate the cell will evaluate the mihigo at the village, and the village have to make sure that everything is smooth at the household level. On district level, normally we have the provinces. Provinces, normally they are not part of the decentralization. They are part of the central government. But from Kigali city that is decentralized, but the four provinces, they are like the delegates of the central level to what's taking place at the district level. That's why they don't sign the mihigo. But they have the role of assessing the mihigo and monitoring and evaluating the mihigo at district level on a daily basis.
Okay.
Now, how the Prime Minister's office come in this? Okay? Mm-hmm. They're the responsibility of the president and whatever. Now, the Prime Minister has the role of coordinating and making sure that all government programs are well implemented. Concerning the evaluation of the mihigo, the Prime Minister represents the president.
Okay.
We used to have evaluation every quarter. I thought that the provinces evaluate the district, they do their evaluation, and they have to present to the Prime Minister the results of that assessment. And it's the Prime Minister who chairs that function. Normally it's done at provincial level. And the ministers from that province or who heads the constituents in that province have also to be there. And any other interested minister, because it's also the opportunity to come and talk about their sector. For example, the Minister of Agriculture, if he has some advice to give, some orientations, they are there. The mayors present, the governor also present the result and the competition, how they ranked. Mm-hmm. And then there are those the discussions where ministers also give advice. And it means next time we'll come again and see if they implemented what has been given as orientation or advice. This year, we want to change because a term is very short. We want to make it a semester to give them time really to implement. Because, for example, the first quarter they don't achieve much because the budget, when they open the budget, to make transfers and whatever, it takes like a month, sometimes one month and a half, and they don't have time to implement. That's why we said that we can give them 6 months. We evaluate twice a year, in the middle of the year and at the end. As I'm telling you now, there is a team on the field headed by the Office of the Prime Minister that's evaluating how the mihigo have been implemented in the country. And they will spend there like 2 months. They started 2015 of this year, and I went into every district. They take 2 days in a district. They look at the paperwork, the reports and everything, and the second day they go in the field. They take at random some activities and go and see if really what the mayors said in the report, if it's really reality. And of course the Prime Minister's office do that because we're in terms of the coordination, and we do it on behalf of the President, who has the role of oversight. That's what I can say. Concerning my appreciation of Mihigo, I think Mihigo has changed a lot concerning delivery of programs, because it brings the sense of competition that I told you, the accountability, mainly the accountability, but also the cooperation among different stakeholders. Because of Mihigo, the mayors and the Mihigo, they not only include what they have the budget for, what they will do themselves as mayors, but they also include what will be done by other stakeholders like civil society, NGOs, and others. And for that purpose, there's what you call the JAF, Joint Delivery Joint Delivery Forum, Joint Action Development Forum, in which the churches, NGOs, private sector, civil society, they meet. It's a forum that is at just level. They meet and plan for their district, what they are going to do, and they share the responsibilities. For example, if it's schools, like Catholic Church in Rwanda, it's a strong church, and they have many activities, they will say, concerning education, we do X and Y, and they will build these schools, these hospitals. Also, other NGOs, they will say, we do this and this, or we support here. Private sector also, and that's part of the Mihigo. The Mihigo is not only for the public entities, but also it's all people in the district. They join together in the planning, and they may represent it on behalf of that collectivity. And even during the evaluation, all of them, they will be there. And this really has helped even to harmonize what's being done in the district. And then, as I told you, they compete. And because they are different people from different institutions, also the accountability of the mayor, you know, is high. He knows that there is peer control, because those people who put their mind, their effort, they need to know that things are happening. Mm-hmm. But also because there are rigorous control and assessments, the mayor and his staff, they know that at certain period of the year, he will be assessed. And this really has made tremendous changes. But we are still building it. Every year we realize that there are things that you can improve. That's why, for example, as I told you, now we want to completely harmonize the Mihigo with the national targets. And there are still some challenges. The challenges, I think, they are not only specific to Mihigo. They're specific also to other areas, especially the limited budget. For example, last year, because of the financial crisis, many pledges by different donors, by NGOs, that are from, you know, Europe or America, they didn't, you know, contribute the money they have promised. And this really was hard for different to, they couldn't really achieve what they have planned, but they tried. There is also a problem of skills, which is general in Rwanda. There are still a problem of skills. There are even there are lost skills first, but there is also lack of skills in some areas where we completely depend to foreigners. There are areas where you go and you don't find any person advertised, and don't find anybody. And the few skills we have, they are just graduates from university who don't have experience to drive that. But I think they are trying their best. That's what I can say on Mihevo. If you have any question, I'm really ready to answer to it.
Excellent. I do have a couple of questions. My first question is, you mentioned that the evaluations were happening, or the assessments were happening on a quarterly basis, and they're now not happening on a quarterly basis anymore. Could you tell me a little bit about why there was that shift from quarterly evaluations to, I think it's a 6-month evaluation?
Yeah. Normally there is a daily monitoring and evaluation by by those organs like that are supposed to be monitoring them, like district evaluating the sector, province evaluating the what's meant by the district.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. But the official or evaluation people come and present what they achieved was done on a quarterly basis.
Okay.
Now, as I told you, a quarter is very short.
Yeah.
A quarter is very short. And people say that it doesn't give mayors time to implement and to really and give us also an opportunity to see changes. And people sat together and said, how can we improve that? And I said, at least in 6 months, you can see progress of programs. And you want this 6 month evaluation to be really comprehensive.
Mm-hmm.
Because the quarterly assessment sometimes was done rushing because there are many things to do, but the quarter one, even the way we are planning it, if it is agreed, we want the media assessment to be done by government, but the end of the year plan to be done by external people who will come and do the assessment and say, look at the plans and go there without any bias.
Mm-hmm.
And evaluate. Well, excuse me. The government officials, I don't say that they are really, but they cannot do a good assessment,
yeah.
But they are biased in a way or another. Because it's our daily routine.
Yeah.
And as government, sometimes they want to present maybe things better than they are. But if we bring independent people, not from the government, to have an external eye, I think to add the value. And that's what we plan to do.
When you talk about external people, what sort of people do you mean?
I don't mean people from other countries.
Yeah.
But, for example, you can take people from private sector, civil society, and independent who are not government officials, may hire a consultant.
Mm-hmm.
But it has also its pros and cons,
yeah.
You know. But we are also discussing that,
mm-hmm.
To see if it might work and give us better results.
I see.
Yeah. That's the way we are thinking it, and there's really no big reason that made us make that shift.
Mm-hmm.
But also we want to give to districts, provinces, the time to go and see what the lower entities are doing, help them,
mm-hmm.
with the capacity building, and then we come twice a year to evaluate and tell them where to correct.
I see. Mm-hmm. Now, please correct me if I've got this wrong, but in my understanding, in 2009, the Prime Minister started some quite high-profile tours of the district, where he would go around, where he's been going around and releasing the rankings of the districts and the provinces, based upon the Imihigo accomplishments. Is that correct? That this was a fairly recent thing, where the Prime Minister was actually touring around the country?
No, It's not correct. Right from the beginning.
Was he doing that from 2006?
Yeah, well, the quarterly evaluation are chaired by the Prime Minister.
But the Prime Minister himself would go out four times a year?
Yeah. Really? Yes. And it means it takes him like 2 weeks to tour the provinces.
Okay. So because four times a year?
Yeah, it means on Monday we go in Eastern Province.
Yeah.
He chairs the Imihigo.
Yeah.
On Tuesday we go in the Western Province. We take like, if it is recondensed, we take like the whole week.
Yeah.
Sometimes it take us like 2 weeks because after that you have to visit also some activities around the area where the Imihigo are presented and meet the population. And then another quota also do that. That's why we even say that can you reduce? But well, in the tools of the Prime Minister to coordinate, they also field visit. Mm-hmm. Normally, there's many field visits apart from the Imihigo evaluation.
Oh, really?
Even like the next Monday, we have a visit in Ibugese of 2 days, where we go, we visit different activities, and then meet the population, talk to them, but also we hear from them if they have any concern or any message to send to the government.
Okay.
That's the coordination tool we use. Regular visits.
Okay.
Like normally we plan that 20% of his time should be spent on the field.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. Okay. So he's been doing that since 2006 and it's just
And he does it regularly.
He does it regularly. Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. Okay. Now, if I go up on the premature website right now,
mm-hmm.
I can pull a lot of the articles, your news releases about the rankings of the districts in each province. You can see, you know, Rulindo is number one in Northern Province, mm-hmm. and you can get all of that information, mm-hmm. right? And that's great for me, but what if you're a citizen? You know, a farmer in mm-hmm. one of the districts, how do they have access to this information?
Well, normally the Imihigo of districts,
mm-hmm.
they are at Minalog website.
Yeah.
We will put that, well, maybe it's the way people who feed our websites do. I think maybe there is a room to improve.
Yeah.
Normally they put it as an event where the Prime Minister chaired Imihigo in this province and this is how this is ranked, you know.
Yeah.
That's like the event that happened.
Yeah.
But the substance of the Imihigo of each district,
yeah.
they are on the website of Minalo. Like other relevant documents for this, like the district development plan.
Sure,
And then other documents, they are at Minalo.
Right, but sorry, I don't think I was making myself clear. But mm-hmm. if you don't have access to the internet and mm-hmm. you're just a farmer in one of the districts,
mm-hmm.
How do you know how your district is doing? Are there information campaigns? Is it on the radio? Is it on the TV? You know what? How do you transfer all this information you're getting about district performance so that the citizen knows how their representatives are doing?
I think they know. Because many Rwandans, I think more than 80%, they hear from the radio. The radio is the mass means of communication for Rwandans.
Mm-hmm.
And this is why they communicated. And fortunately enough, now we have many FM stations that do that. But also, many districts have their small newspapers that like they go out maybe once a month
yeah.
or what. But Imihigo, before the Prime Minister chairs Imihigo, it means there are like 2 weeks of evaluation because, as I told you, we start from the village chief will go to evaluate his households. And that's yeah. where they will learn that in 2 or 3 weeks there will be maybe the evaluation.
Mm-hmm.
And then it goes until it reaches the district.
Okay.
But also have to note, Rwanda is very small, and informal communication in Rwanda is really very easy.
Yeah.
Even I can tell you something now,
yeah.
without using telephone or what.
Mm-hmm.
In towers, it is in the northern province.
Yeah.
Rwanda we communicate especially orally, and
mm-hmm.
I know it's efficient.
Yeah,
yeah, but our official means of communication that reaches the mass is the radio.
It's the radio. Okay, okay. So now, the Prime Minister's office plays this critical role in evaluation. What happens if a district mayor is not achieving his imihigo and is just not doing the things that he has committed himself to do?
Well, that's an interesting and difficult question to answer. Normally, not even a mayor, any person who is not performing, I should leave, you know, the post to others who are able to do that.
Right.
Now, how to do it? Yeah. Maybe it's the question you're asking.
Yeah.
Okay?
Yeah.
Normally, the way our entities are built, a mayor cannot be removed by the central government. It's not possible.
Okay.
A mayor is removed by the council. District. It's called, I don't know.
The district council.
District council. That's like a kind of legislative and assembly. Mm-hmm. That if they see that their mayor is not performing, and I think it has happened. Yeah. Sometimes when your district ranks like the last for three or four times, you know,
yeah,
they are not happy, they have to take measures.
Right.
Yeah, that's the way it is done. But I think most of them have taken good advice and improved the way that they're doing things. As I told you, it's not the mayor who is implementing the imihigo alone.
Yeah.
They work as a team with civil society, with private sector. This can be the last because it is underprivileged. Okay? There are some districts that are well placed. They have at least good resources compared to others.
Yeah.
They access, they have markets, they have infrastructure, they have everything, you know. They can contribute to thereby. The other district that depends completely to the central government transfers. And those can lag behind, and you cannot say the mayor is not performing because he did his best.
Mm. I see.
But in the experience you have, the underprivileged districts, they are the ones that perform better.
Oh, yeah?
If you look at Iruri, if you look at Nyamagabe, they are really mountainous districts. Mm-hmm. They don't have really infrastructure, markets, and whatever, but they are doing well. Yeah, because when you are not blessed by all those, you know, things, that's why you work hard.
Yeah.
Because it's competition.
I see. That's very interesting that the underprivileged districts are proving to be the ones who are very high performers.
Yeah. And when we're evaluating, maybe I didn't tell you these details, we look at the four pillars of the program of our government. You got the economy, you got the governance, social welfare, and justice.
Right.
Normally, the economy is given more weight because our orientation to boost the socioeconomic development. Okay, but you find that where there is a problem of governance, the economy and the social is not also doing well. And my experience that those underprivileged districts, they tend to be well governed. And when they are well governed, they can also perform on the rest.
Okay. Okay. Excellent. Okay, great. I think that's about all the questions I had regarding the role of the Prime Minister's office in the imihigo process. But are there any things that I haven't asked you or any bits of information about this that you think it's important that I know? Or have we covered more or less the main parts?
Well, I think we've covered everything. Maybe what I should add is that it's a long way. We are trying to invent different ways of making sure that we move our country because, you know, the way is very long. They've very long have really lost many opportunities in the past, you know, divisionism and other things that are not really helping our population.
Right.
Now we are trying to use sometimes unconventional methods that are not found elsewhere to make sure that things are moving and giving good results.
Mm-hmm.
Now what we are trying to do, like when you look at the budget for next year, we are emphasizing at empowering the local entities in order to make sure that whatever we do is achieved, because like 80% of our programs, they implemented at the local level. But as I told you, there are challenges, but as our president likes to say, I think we are the first to find a solution to our problems. Others can only assist. They can only assist. That's why we struggle to make sure that we can be creative and find some ways of doing things. If other people can copy it and it's useful, then that's fine.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Excellent. Well, I'd like to thank you very much for your time. This has been very helpful.